Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. Washington Nationals manager Dave Martinez, he stops by, talks about the rebuild in Washington, all the young players there. Also, David Vasse, he covers the Los Angeles Dodgers for AM 570 LA Sports. All that and more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
I tried to tell you that it's all over in Houston. Look at the start by the Houston Astros. 6-14 in last place in the AL West. That's a tough division already. And now they've dug themselves a big hole. I know people thought that their run would just continue because they've been so good for so long, but you do see some wears in this whole thing. Obviously, the pitching has been a big issue, a lot of injuries early on, but Josh Hader, who they signed to a contract to be the closer, that hasn't worked out for him. He's actually struggled big time since coming over to Houston. He will get better. He's too good of a player, has too big of a resume to think that this is going to be all year. And I know that on Friday they think the Calvary's coming because Justin Verlander will make his first start of the year against the Nationals in hopes to turn things around for the Astros. But are you really asking a 41-year-old pitcher to be your saving grace? That's what's going to save your season? Justin Verlander's had an unbelievable career, but it's hard to believe that he's going to be the reasons why the Astros turn things around. It just looks bleak for the Astros. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, and I'm on that this is so, the run is over, and maybe you start to look to retool. Michael Brantley retired, got a lot of older players, and Dusty Baker's not there anymore. I know people want to act like a manager doesn't matter, but there are a lot of things different with this Astro team. And number one is they're not getting wins.
Number two,
Cedric Mullins is a stud. I think last year we kind of lost sight of the Orioles center fielder and how good and valuable he is. But this past week, we did see Cedric Mullins return to that all-star level. Did you see the catch that he made in center field? That has to be the catch of the year. I mean, a running sprint, left his feet, fully extended, and grabbed a sure double up the gap. And then on Wednesday, we saw him with his first walk-off home run, a two-run home run, bottom of the ninth at Camden Yards. Place went wild, and the Orioles are right behind the Yankees coming into Wednesday in second place in the AL East. The Orioles are loaded, and I know they're bringing up rookies, and everybody's talking about everybody else. But don't forget about Cedric Mullins. This guy's an all-star. He can do it with the bat, with the glove. And we saw it just this past week, what he means to the Orioles and what he can contribute. Cedric Mullins is on his way to another all-star appearance.
Number three.
Highly touted Texas Ranger pitcher Jack Leiter, who will turn 24 in a few days, made his major league debut on Thursday. And man, what a Leiter family business when we talk about pitching in the major leagues. Of course, his dad, Al Leiter, who of course won two World Series, was a two-time All-Star. And then he's the nephew of 11-year major league veteran Mark Leiter, and also the cousin of current Cubs setup man Mark Leiter Jr. I mean, that's incredible. Four people from the same family making it as a major league pitcher, but the Texas Rangers rotation has been hammered with injuries. We know that. Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer, Cody Bradford. I mean, they need some pitching help, and they're off to a 9-10 start coming into Thursday. So there are huge expectations from Jack Leiter. I mean, let's just be honest. He was the number two overall draft pick in 2021. When you make a pick like that and he's put in his time in the minor leagues, there's been some bumps along the road, but people believe that this guy has the stuff and will be a big-time major league pitcher, especially because of his lineage in the major leagues with his uncle and his father and cousin and all that. So I'm sure all the Texas Rangers fans will be excited just to see what he has and whether or not he can be a piece to ignite the Rangers, who are off to a slow start after winning the World Series last season.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome to the podcast Washington Nationals manager Dave Martinez. Dave, welcome.
Thank you, Rob. It's good to be on.
Always a pleasure. Let's talk about your first, I want to say this. 7 years manager in Washington, and of course you won a World Series here, and you won a World Series with the Cubs. So you have two under your belt. But just talk about your time and 7 years here in D.C.
You know what? It actually has been amazing. Like you said, you know, we won the World Series here in 19. We went through, you know, obviously the whole world went through a pandemic, but we came out of this okay. You know, I know we were in a rebuild situation, but we're getting better, and that's what matters most to me. So it's been a lot of fun. I've worked with some unbelievable people. Ownership's been great to me, so, you know, I really appreciate everything they've done for me and my family.
One guy we have to talk about who has blossomed into a star, C.J. Abrams, your shortstop, really, like what he's doing. What a pickup you got him from the Padres, right? You know, sometimes you have to give up a big-time player, Juan Soto, but you get something in return, and he's turned into a star, or a star in the making.
Yeah, I mean, he really is scratching the surface, but every day he seems to get a little better and better. He's growing a lot of confidence. I love the kid. The kid plays the game the right way every day, so he's been a lot of fun to watch, and he's learning. He's learning. He's learning about who he is and what he can do to help our club win.
And you got a number of young players. Can you tell me about who else has impressed you so far and you expect big things from, as you know, as this team continues to rebuild?
Yeah, we have a lot of young players. You know, I can start off with our pitching staff. You know, Josiah Gray, Mackenzie Gore, Jake Irvin. We just called up this kid, Mitchell Parker. These guys are the future of our organization, and they've done well. Mitchell pitched his first game here against an unbelievable lineup, and he handled himself really well. So he's going to be a star in this league as well. So we're excited about the future. We got so many young kids in the minor leagues that are you're going to see a couple in part maybe this year, if not for sure next year. But we feel like we're heading in the right direction. So I'm excited about the future of our organization.
You talked about Josiah, who started on opening day for you. What a big honor! And I know he got injured. What's the diagnosis, and will he be back soon?
Yeah, we're hoping we get him back soon. But you know, like I said, he's a young kid. We're gonna make sure we do everything right to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But he's gonna pitch for a long time. Look, he deserved to be the opening day starter. You know, he was an All-Star last year, so I can't wait to get him back because he's one of the guys that really goes out there and really competes.
Our guest is Dave Martinez, Washington Nationals manager, 7 years here in D.C. Baseball in general, the Dodgers, who you guys played this week, the Dodgers are loaded. When you look at that team and Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, who nobody talks about, I mean, that top four is as good as anybody.
Oh, they're probably the best in baseball. You know, it's almost like when you come to play these guys, you have to settle your guys down, because when they look across the field, they see a lot of superstars. You know, for me, I tell them, hey, this is why we play the game, right? We just go out there and play the game and compete. You never know what's going to happen. And we've handled situations really well, especially our young guys. So, but you look at those guys. You come here to Dodger Stadium and play here. I tell the guys, hey, I mean, this is an unbelievable experience for you guys. So enjoy it, learn from it, and let's go out there and go 1-0. I mean, that's the big thing. You know, focus on the now, and let's try to win our game today.
Baseball seems to be headed in the right direction. They made the right changes. Dave, I was against some of them. I really thought they're trying to dummy down the game for people who don't like the game. Let's just get it over with as fast as we can. And, you know, baseball's never been on a clock. But I got to admit, the pitch clock and shaving 30 minutes off the game has made the game more appealing and more energetic and exciting. How about you?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as a player, you know, when I played so many years, you know, when I was with Atlanta or something, we never played these long games. You know, it's all about throwing strikes, pitching, you know, guys put the ball in play. And then all of a sudden the games got really long. And to sit out here for 3.5-4 hours was much.
And 9 pitching changes. Managers got crazy, like, oh, bring this guy in. Because then you gotta warm him up. He's got to come out. You know what I mean? Like you add all that time in, and then we finally got rid of that too.
Oh, exactly right. I mean, you remember games where we'd be winning the seventh inning, Lee Smith was coming in the game to close out the game for 3 innings. I mean, so the game's definitely changed. It's definitely evolved. It is heading in the right direction. I was like you. I was skeptical about, you know, the time, the 3-batter minimum, but I think they got it right. I really do. So it's been a lot of fun. The game's playing. We're playing a lot quicker. Guys seem to be enjoying it a little bit more. There's no downtime, so it's definitely helped the game out a lot.
And last thing, you play in the big leagues. You made big league money, but let's just admit it. When the Dodgers signed Shohei Ohtani, I mean, come on, Dave, you had to go like $700 million. Like that is what we're talking about. Like that is astronomical. I don't care even if you've made money. That's crazy money.
I honestly really never fathomed in my lifetime that I would ever see that. But you know what? He's an unbelievable player. It's out there, you know. It's good for him and his family. That's kind of the way I see it. So I tell all these guys, hey, opportunity's there, right? Seek the opportunity, and at the end of the day, your payday will come.
And I'm not surprised that Dave became a manager. Dave and I covered Dave when he was a Cincinnati Red back in 1992 and I was a beat writer. And we were trying to stay out of the way of Marge Schott, the old days. But Dave, man, congratulations, continued success. I'm real happy for you.
Rob, thank you so much. It's always good to see you.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Baseball is nothing if not adaptable. Sure, it loves its tradition, but teams are always looking to be on the cutting edge, doing something no one else is. It doesn't even have to be something new. It can be something long forgotten, banished to a bygone era. That something this season is the splitter. Going back 50 years, guys like Bruce Sutter, Ron Darling, Roger Clemens, and David Cohn made the splitter their go-to, but it fell by the wayside for a long time. Once thought to be an arm injury magnet, new imaging shows doesn't put as much stress on one's arm as previously thought. So far this year, 22 starters throw it at least 10% of the time, with 3 pitchers throwing it a whopping 40% of the time in the Giants' Keaton Wynn, the Blue Jays' Kevin Gausman, a long proponent of the pitch, and Kenta Maeda of the Tigers. With the influx of Japanese hurlers like Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Shota Imanaga, we're seeing one of the highest percentages of splitters thrown in the pitch tracking era. This year, splitters account for 3% of all pitches, a near 50% increase from last season, and a full 100% increase from 2 years ago. There's a reason the pitch is being used a lot more. It's hard to hit. This year, the league is hitting only 172 against splitters, the lowest mark in the pitch tracking era, and down from a 198 mark last year. If the numbers continue to bear it out and injuries are kept to a minimum, look for this year to be the year of the splitter.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
J.R., is it foul or fair to say that Cincinnati Reds ace Hunter Green has been underachieving and needs to step it up?
Fair. It's a fair ball. Hunter Green had another inconsistent performance in his latest start on Tuesday. He pitched 4 innings and, of course, struck out 8 batters, which is on par for his usual overpowering stuff. However, he did walk 3 batters and gave up a few key hits and got knocked out in the 4th inning without really even getting hit hard. These kinds of frustrating outings from a pitcher who at this point in his career is healthy and should be dominating and pitching deep into ball games with regularity just makes you scratch your head. The Reds were 9-8 coming into Wednesday's games, and they need him to finally be the ace that he's projected to be. Against Seattle, Green was rolling with his fastball. His fastball is the fastest average 4-seam fastball velocity since the start of 2022 among MLB starting pitchers at 98.6 miles per hour. Sandy Alcantara is second at 98 miles per hour. But instead of using that weapon, Green tried to get too fine with his slider, his other pitches against Seattle, and he couldn't locate it. And instead of going back to his bread and butter, he wanted to play around, and he paid. Stop messing around with these guys, Hunter. Step it up. If Cincy's going to be real deal players this season, they need Green Machine to take the next step and be consistent, pitch deep into games, and work to his strengths.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Gambler here, Vice President of Operations for MLBBro.com and executive producer of the MLB Bro Show podcast, The Mixtape. Every Friday, you heard that right, every Friday, we bring you the best from the world of black and brown baseball. We cover the 7.2% of melanated major leaguers from soup to nuts, but with our own cultural flair and unique voice, we'll take you on a ride, reflecting on the accomplishments, clutch moments, and contributions to culture that the bros continue to breathe into baseball. From Mookie Wilson to Mookie Betts, Dr. K to Dr. Sticks. From Bro Bombs to Stolen Bases to Black Aces, we're live at the ballparks and also bringing you segments like Classic Hits with David Grubb, The Black Ace Report, The Rundown, The Walk-Off, and Going Deep. Just to name a few of the segments that truly capture the voice of black baseball. If things get out of hand, is the boss, Rob Parker. He's kicking up dust. We will gladly pay you on Tuesday from an MLB Bro doubleheader today. Remember, the heart of the game lies in the diversity of the game and the spirit of black baseball that dates back to the Negro Leagues. I, the gambler, your friendly neighborhood diamond checker, making sure that you stay on top of the game and in touch with the soul of MLB. Buckle up for a wild baseball journey, showing respect to the OGs and highlighting the new breed of melanated mound marauders bursting through MLB's pipelines, all pitching with the sound of black baseball. We got the best starting five in the business. Listen to the MLB Bro Show podcast, the mixtape, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Now let's welcome into the podcast David Vasse, the Dodgers reporter for AM 570 LA Sports. Dave, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Rob, great to be at Dodgers Stadium with you, and you have got so much swag. I mean, you got a fancy microphone, you got a Nike business card holder, you got Adidas eyeglasses. You are amazing.
Man, I got to do something with my money, right? I guess I'm figuring it out.
Well, my last name is spelled Vassegh, if you don't have anybody to leave the Parker wealth to.
There we go. I got you. All spelled out nice. Talk about wealth. We're talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers and the start that they're off to. And coming into Wednesday's action, the Dodgers are where most people thought they would be and playing the kind of baseball that people thought they would be when they made a lot of the moves they made in the offseason.
Yeah, the scary part, Rob, is that they're not even playing their best baseball yet. They're not hitting on all cylinders. They're still a little unsettled in the bullpen, but I feel like that's going to resolve itself once Brustar, Gratterall, and Blake Treinen come back, which should be within the next month for both those guys, 4 to 6 weeks. So with all that being said, the first four guys have lived up to expectations, and you know this in every sport, a lot more pressure on the superstars to deliver, and sometimes they can't because of all that pressure, but the first four guys in their lineup certainly have.
Speaking about the first four guys, and obviously Shohei Ohtani signed the big $700 million contract in the offseason, and then boom, there's a scandal with his interpreter, and it didn't seem like ultimately from the Fed's investigation that he was exonerated and cleared of being involved in this and that he was a victim. But it didn't seem to shake up the Dodgers or send them into a tailspin. Or how did people handle this in the players around the clubhouse? Did they have confidence that he indeed wasn't involved in this?
Well, yeah, the guys I talked to were pretty confident he would never do anything that people were thinking he was doing. And as far as the way he reacted, he kind of is on an island, right? Very solitary guy. And once Ipe was no longer in the picture, Rob, his teammates have told me and the coaches have told me he's a lot more approachable because there's not a human shield between them and Ohtani. So from what I understand, he comes into the dugout, shares a scouting report from his previous at-bat with other players, and behind the scenes, I heard he's a very humorous guy. So by all accounts, he's a great teammate.
It's awesome to see, yeah. And every time I come into the Dodger clubhouse, he's in there. You know, like a lot of guys don't want to hang out in the clubhouse, but it seems like he's cool being in the clubhouse.
Because he knows no media is going to approach him. I feel like there's an unspoken rule now where you don't approach Ohtani unless given that permission. So unlike a Mookie Betts, who if he walks into the clubhouse, somebody will approach him. But it feels like these Ohtani rules allow him to come in and do his thing at the locker. And the Japanese media is very respectful. They just stare at him while he does his thing, whether it's getting dressed or talking to a teammate. They observe him from afar.
Our guest is David Vasse, Dodgers reporter for AM 570 LA Sports. Let's talk about Mookie Betts and the start that he's off to. You know, from opening day at a big day, it just has carried on. Tuesday night against the Nationals, 5-for-5. Coming into Wednesday, had an 8-game hitting streak. I mean, what can you say? I know it's easy to look at the new players that come in, But the Dodgers go when Mookie goes.
Well, Mookie has been so focused since day one of spring training, Rob, and I have not seen this version of Mookie since 2020 when he was showing up even before the sun came up at spring training and challenged guys to practice the way they would play. I have not seen that level of focus and intensity since then, and that's the reason why you're seeing this guy. And I have declared 2024 the year of Mookie Betts, and so far he has proved me right.
He could win the MVP with Ohtani on his team and Freddie Freeman. Let's not poo-poo, you know, what he does.
Well, I feel like Mookie, Ohtani, and Freddie get all the attention, but how about Will Smith, an all-star catcher last year? He's hitting, as we speak, 370. He's the cleanup hitter behind those guys. I feel like he's the most overlooked player on this team.
If there is one weakness, and we know this, day, we've been covering baseball for a long time. Best team on paper doesn't always win in baseball. It just doesn't, and we've seen it time and time again. What would be the one area of this team where you would say, you know, something could come to bite them down the road?
Well, as we've seen the last 2 years, there's another layer of rounds in the postseason, and teams the Dodgers play are playing really well to even get to the wild card and get themselves to the NLDS. To me, it's the little things, Rob. I know nobody wants to talk about that. It's not a hot take. But trying to slug your way to the World Series has been proven it doesn't work. You've got to be able to move runners over.
Timely hitting.
Yeah, you got to have unselfish at-bats, too. Right now, the Dodgers have four guys that have struck out 20 times already. That's not going to get it done in the postseason. And that's why, yes, the first four guys are big, but the rest of the guys cannot try to be them. So, to me, that's going to be the difference between the Dodgers getting there or not getting there, and their pitching has to stay healthy. Their depth already has been tested, but they went out and got Glasnow and Yamamoto. I know people thought that was a luxury. It wasn't. It was a necessity.
I agree with you. They needed pitching.
Yeah. And could you imagine if they did not have Tyler Glasnow or Yamamoto? They'd be in a bad spot right now.
His name is David Vasse. He covers the Dodgers. I hate to say it, but like a blanket for AM 570 LA Sports. Dave, always a pleasure for you dropping by. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, great to see you, Rob, and enjoy your buffalo wings wherever.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 955 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and better than the NFL. It's about rivalries. The perfect example came on Sunday when I was in New York at Citi Field for Dwight Gooden's number being retired, number 16. And Dwight was fine with the fans until one thing happened. He mentioned the Yankees. Mets fans booed Dwight Gooden on his day twice when he brought up the Yankees. Of course, Gooden pitched for the Yankees as well. He won a World Series with the Yankees and also pitched a no-hitter with the Bronx Bombers. But rivalries run deep in baseball. And even on a day where you're celebrating one of your favorite players, you don't want to hear about the other team in town. It's just not going to be tolerated at any circumstance. And it was funny. Dwight was able to clean it up. And then he said and appeased the crowd by saying, I'm a Met. I'm always a Met. I'm a Met. And it's those baseball rivalries that make the game so much fun. And it was great to see on Sunday in New York. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell
from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.